Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming industry is evolving at breakneck speed, shaped by rapid advancements in technology, shifting player expectations, and bold new approaches in game design. Today, I'm offering a deep dive into the most significant trends, game launches, and challenges shaping how we play, compete, and create. Let's start with a recurring headline: technical performance challenges on high-profile releases, like Borderlands 4 and EA Sports FC 26. Players have reported frame rate drops on platforms such as the PS5 Pro, spotlighting the urgency for developers to prioritize optimization and seamless performance. Every frame counts, and when gameplay hiccups disrupt immersion, communities respond loud and clear. On the flip side, advanced AI technology used in games like EA Sports FC 26 is creating greater realism, driving smarter opponents and richer tactical gameplay. These systems not only challenge players, but also heighten engagement by simulating authentic, dynamic match conditions. Visual coherence is fast becoming non-negotiable too, with community feedback prompting developers to refine character design for consistency on titles like Spider-Man. It's a testament to the power of cohesive world-building, where even small design tweaks help anchor players in the experience. Another major trend: cross-franchise collaborations are drawing diverse player bases, as seen in games like Rune Factory, Guardians of Azuma, and Sonic Racing, Crossworlds, each packed with unexpected guest characters. These crossover strategies are goldmines for both nostalgia and excitement, teasing surprises that transcend franchise boundaries. But innovation isn't without its challenges. Nintendo's recent move to outsource customer support has sparked conversation about the impacts on brand loyalty and trust. Effective communication is central to gamer satisfaction, and companies must tread carefully to safeguard relationships with their most passionate fans. Meanwhile, dynamic pricing and early access strategies are becoming more common, underscoring the need for transparent messaging and strong product quality from day one. In this new landscape, players expect early access releases to deliver robust and rewarding experiences, not just a peek behind the curtain. Enhanced visuals remain a headline feature, with EA Sports FC 26 leading the way in graphical fidelity, boosting immersion and realism. The same goes for other titles aiming to raise the bar for in-game aesthetics and lifelike details. Subscription and trial services like EA Play's preview initiatives have quickly cemented themselves as key marketing tools, giving gamers early hands-on experiences. These trials spark excitement and help players make informed choices, blurring the lines between traditional marketing and interactive sampling. Content updates and seasonal events, think Diablo's Season of Infernal Chaos, are now essential tools for sustaining interest in established titles. The rhythm of fresh content ensures players keep coming back, reinforcing community bonds while extending a game's life cycle. Beyond content drops, industry-wide inclusivity initiatives are gaining traction, with campaigns such as Palestinian Voices in Gaming spotlighting diverse narratives. The message is clear: a richer tapestry of stories and communities can only strengthen the medium's cultural impact. Multiplayer experiences are also evolving, as seen with new job openings for Cyberpunk 2 hinting at ambitious, enriched multiplayer modes. This aligns with a broader industry push to make online experiences deeper and more meaningful, transforming how players connect, compete, and even cooperate across titles. Developers like Tukyo Games are doubling down on post-launch engagement, with updates to Shoot in Order showcasing a commitment to ongoing feedback and improvement. In an era where community input can shape a game's future, timely patches and open channels for player voices have never been more critical. The push for innovation extends to graphics tech as well, With partnerships between NVIDIA, Intel, and leading studios powering stunning new visuals. For players, this translates to smoother frame rates and more immersive environments. Classic franchises aren't being left behind either. Resident Evil Requiem and Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 are proof that anticipation for trusted series remains sky high. For mobile gamers, the launch of Football Manager 26, now featuring women's football, signals both wider accessibility and innovation in handheld play, reflecting the explosive growth of the mobile sector. Maintaining fair play is also back in the spotlight. With Riot Games doubling down on anti-boosting measures in Valorant to protect competitive integrity, integrity systems are evolving fast and players are paying attention. Adapting classic maps for modern audiences brings its own set of hurdles, as seen in Battlefield 6's push to revive beloved locations while balancing new gameplay norms. It's a delicate balance between nostalgia and innovation, as communities weigh in on what makes a remake or remaster truly great. New titles like Forever Fables are making waves with inventive gameplay mechanics, blending fresh interactivity with rich narrative depth in ways that invite players to explore and experiment. Monetization models are evolving too, as studios seek out novel strategies for sustainable revenue in a fiercely competitive market. That means changes in how digital rewards, cosmetics, and subscription options are presented and valued, sometimes generating heated debate among gamers. Character design has become a new arena for competition, with fandoms rallying around discussions on representation, customization, and distinctive personalities. At the same time, franchise anticipation for upcoming blockbusters like Alien, Rogue Incursion Evolved Edition, is at fever pitch. Community-driven campaigns like Stop Killing Games are advocating for the preservation of gaming history, demanding that classics and legacy content be accessible for generations to come. The indie sector continues to shine, with breakout titles such as Innkeep proving that innovation and passion are alive on smaller teams. Indie developers are leveraging crowdfunding campaigns to bring their visions to life, generating excitement and community investment well before release. The community's expectations are also reshaping pre-order practices, as seen with Dying Light 2's new standards for digital rewards and transparency. Major franchises like Fortnite keep players invested with compelling gameplay features like the new Megazord, which offers both spectacle and strategic depth. And nostalgia? Titles like Super Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 and the revival of the Virtual Boy for Nintendo Switch Online are capturing old and new fans alike. Racing fans are getting their moment too, with entries like Formula Legends and Rennsport breathing new life into the genre through next-gen mechanics, realistic physics, and esports integration. For RPG lovers, innovation abounds, with games like Brave X Junction and Vampire the Masquerade. Bloodlines 2 focusing on intricate storytelling and adaptive gameplay features. Narrative-driven horror titles such as Silent Hill F have generated intense buzz, pushing players to anticipate new forms of psychological and experiential storytelling. The diversity of gameplay styles and genres on offer today is unprecedented, broadly expanding what it means to be a gamer. Pre-order arrangements remain a contentious topic, though, with developers and communities regularly debating the merits and potential pitfalls of digital reward systems. Looking to the future, industry events like TGS 2025 are on track to showcase a host of major reveals and title announcements. But it's not all smooth sailing. Technical hiccups still arise, such as glitches in classics like Super Smash Bros. 64, reminding us how complex game development can be. Upcoming releases like Solarvania, Adventure of Samsara are targeting niche communities with fresh gameplay, broadening the industry's appeal. Crossplay policies have also finally been clarified, with EA confirming the much-anticipated feature in Battlefield 6. Legal disputes such as Tencent's ongoing case with Sony over Light of Modaram highlight how intellectual property remains a contentious battleground for industry giants. Platform anticipation is growing for highly awaited launches like Skate Story on the Nintendo Switch 2, drawing in dedicated niche audiences. Seasonal engagement is bigger than ever with the Halloween Ghost Chateau collection, featuring themed plush toys and in-game events for dedicated fans. Legendary feats, like a max difficulty solo playthrough of Elden Ring, push the boundaries of what gamers think is possible, leading to passionate debates on balance and accessibility. New titles like Majigami offer innovative mechanics wrapped in compelling stories, demonstrating how creativity can break through in a saturated market. Hazelight Studios recently earned accolades for Split Fiction, recognized for innovative co-op gameplay, a feat by any standard. The market is also seeing a wave of nostalgia, thanks to the announcement of classic bundles like ACA Neo Geo Selection Volumes 9 and 10. Meanwhile, up-and-coming skaters are diving into Skate 4, mastering tricks like wallies through skill and timing. Party classics are making a comeback too. Bop It, the video game, brings beloved real-life competitive energy to the Switch, with global leaderboards and frenetic multiplayer. Dragon Quest VII is being reimagined for modern audiences on Switch, aiming to honor its legacy while debunking some of the game's most persistent fan theories. Shooter fans can look forward to The Finals, which is redefining the genre with destructible environments, dynamic maps, and gameplay styles tailored to player creativity and adaptability. The Pokemon and Hatsune Miku collaboration is still going strong, blending music and gaming in creative cross-promotions around landmark anniversaries. Even amidst AI innovation, studios like Behavior Interactive have reassured fans that Dead by Daylight remains committed to traditional, handcrafted assets. Competitive balance is always a hot topic. Battlefield 6's removal of strong aim assist has sparked ongoing debate around fairness in cross-platform play. Cyberpunk 2 is preparing to expand multiplayer offerings, and there's huge excitement as these features near release. Innovations like Valorant's new replay system are empowering players to study strategies and improve, elevating competitive gaming. Map design in Dying Light: The Beast is creating worlds that foster co-op teamwork and rich, interconnected storylines. Moonstone Island continues to delight players with extensive character customization options, making every adventure feel uniquely personal. Split Fiction's cooperative design is not only fun, but award-winning, recognized recently by Swedish royalty for its creative spirit. Pokemon fans are also getting more ways to play, with bundles like Temtem and other monster-catching titles going live in limited-time sales. Ultimately, these developments highlight the need for adaptability. Developers must keep pace with hardware innovation, shifting player opinion, and lightning-fast community discourse. Whether you're a gamer, developer, or industry analyst, recognizing the intersection between immersive gameplay, smart monetization, and inclusivity is essential in today's market. As competition heats up, the community's collective voice is helping refine what success means for games large and small. So, as we move forward, the core ingredients for lasting impact remain the same: creative risk-taking, listening to your players, and relentlessly pushing the envelope of what's possible. Checkpoint cleared! Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.